With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Student Jasmine Augustine says she went to drop off a friend at Perry High School in Iowa this morning and was told there'd been a shooting.
I pulled into the school and I can't remember his name, but someone told me that there was an active shooter in the school. And then we hurry up and left. And after that, there's just tons of cops that just came.
Multiple people were shot at the city's high school. Two gunshot victims were taken by ambulance to a hospital in the state capital of Des Moines. That's about 40 miles southeast of Perry. Dallas County Sheriff Adam Infante says an active shooter was reported before school started. Officers responding about 7 minutes later, the shooter has died, reportedly from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's refusal to secure the southern border could lead to a government shutdown. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Republican concerns about the porous border threaten to hold up passage of numerous funding bills needed to avoid a government shutdown. Senator Rick Scott of Florida calls the number of illegals entering the country staggering and says it poses a clear and present danger to the United States, something he says most Americans already know. He told The Hill, quote, "There's going to be a big effort to make sure we do nothing on funding unless we secure the border." Bob Agnew reporting.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate edged higher this week, ending a nine-week slide that gave prospective homeowners some breathing room. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage inched up to 6.62% from 6.61% last week. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow ahead 125 points. The Nasdaq 7 points in the red. This is SRN News. A California school system is accused of aggressively promoting the LGBT agenda.
According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, officials at Hayward Unified School District have given teachers a long list of instructional material designed to introduce homosexuality and transgenderism to students. One of the featured films is called Straight Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I like to play with gender roles because it confuses people. I like it when a guy thinks that I'm a girl and then figures out that I'm not a girl. I love that.
I may be male and I may be straight, but I'm not completely rigid and narrow way of what you would call masculine.
I don't know where I stand in the whole manly versus, you know, feminine.
Other prescribed movies promote the use of puberty-blocking drugs for teenagers who want to live as the opposite sex.
The district also targeting children in elementary schools. This is SRN News. Some may say that the action is long overdue. San Francisco finally has installed nets to stop suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge. Ed Donahue with the update.
Nearly 2,000 people have plunged to their deaths since the bridge opened in 1937. Iron worker Ed Reyes says the nets are on both sides of the bridge.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
Dana Whitmer's son committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge in 2007.
Suicides by so many methods have decreased, and Golden Gate Bridge is the only one that's increased.
Whitmer doesn't think her son would have jumped if the nets were there.
They're going to go, well, I can't do this. Let me go find another method.
Critics say it's a lot of money to spend to deter people who are determined to end their lives and who will just find another way to do it. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.